God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Think about what the psalmist said in the Psalms. He said, 1,000 may fall at this side, 10,000 may fall at my other hand, but it won't come near me. It won't happen to me. People say, what arrogance. It's the Bible. It's the B-I-B-L-E. You remember that? We were made to reign. We were made to have dominion. In the book of Genesis, we saw it last week. That's why we were made. We were made to have dominion. Hallelujah. Where are you right now, Matthew?
Yes,
go please to 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter. I'm thinking about closing. I'm glad I came tonight. I tell you what, I have enjoyed myself. Whew. I'm going to rule and reign. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's an old sinner,
no,
saved by grace.
No.
How many people say that though? You never hear them say this. You always hear about the old sinner. Now, if you're an old sinner, you're not saved. If you're saved according to the Bible, you're what? Oh, glory to God, a new creation. And what about that old stuff? They've passed away. All things will become new. Right? And he said, all things are of God who's reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He gave it to who?
Us.
To us. Do you have a ministry?
Yes.
Every child of God has a part in this ministry.
Yes.
Ministry of a reconciliation. What does reconciliation mean? To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. And has committed to us, there it is again, this is to us, the word of reconciliation. Now let's expound just a bit. You know, many preachers, bless their hearts, feel that the gospel is telling people you're going to hell if you don't change. That's not the gospel. Gospel is good news. Is you're going to hell if you don't change, is that good news? That's bad news. Right? You're going to hell, that's bad news. So that can't be the gospel. Many preach it, but you know, that's not the gospel. I didn't say we're never to say anything about it. I just said that's not the gospel. That's not the good news. What's the good news? God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins to them. There's no longer a sin problem. There's nobody in hell for lying. There's nobody in hell for stealing. There's nobody in hell for murder. There's nobody in hell for any terrible perverse act. Because all those sins were imputed to Jesus. They've all been laid on him and he's paid the price for every one of them. Why are people in hell? Because they didn't receive him. I said they didn't receive him. They refused him. What's the good news? To every person, we can say, hey, did you know all your sins have already been paid for? Did you know God's not mad at you? He's not holding your sins against you. He judged Jesus for all your sins and put the penalty on him. And now in him, you've been reconciled to God. All you got to do is receive it. That's good news. I said, that's good news. So what if they reject it? Well, then we got bad news for them. You're going to hell if you don't change. But give them the good news first, right? And then if they receive it, you don't even have to give them any bad news. Right? Give them the good news. Good news. Keep reading. Verse 20. Now then, we are what? We are ambassadors for Christ. Oh, I don't think this has dawned on us. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you. How? By us. Through us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We do it how? In His place. Oh, my, my, my. Now, let me give you a scenario, and then you'll get maybe a stronger glimpse into what this is. There are different, you know, republics and nations and countries, kingdoms, if you will. Some are called kingdoms. And some still have kings. Let's say Australia became a monarchy. And you're going to have to really use your imagination on this. But let's say I became the king of Australia. And I am a sovereign king. I mean, ain't no voting. I'm the king. What I say goes. I have complete authority to do whatever I think best, and I have the control of all the power of all the military and all the economics. I have all the authority and I have all the power in Australia. I am Keith, the king of Australia. And let's say y'all were all with me in Australia. We're ruling and reigning in Australia. But let's say that I tired of my kingly duties and I wanted to come on vacation to the U.S. So I jet across the ocean and I come to Branson to take in some shows and play on the lake and rest. But I hear about some things happening in my kingdom of Australia that I don't approve of and I don't like. So I want them changed. So I pick up the phone and I call Dave. Because Dave is one of my helpers. He's under me as the king of Australia. I said, Dave, there's something happening there in Melbourne and I don't like it and I want you to go stop it. But what if Dave said, I'm not the king. You're the king. I can't go. They won't listen to me. I said, listen now, Dave, I'm authorizing you. I'm telling you, you go. You say, I come in the name of Keith. And he sent me to do this. He said, no, I'm not the king, Brother Keith. You're the king. I'm not. I said, well, give the phone to Mike. And I said, Mike, he said, yeah, I said, King Keith. He said, yes, sir. I said, listen, there's some stuff going on in Melbourne that I don't like. And I want you to go over there and take care of it. I'm sending you in my name. Now go stop it. And what if Mike said, I'm not the king. You're the king. I'm not the king. I said, listen now, Mike, I'm authorizing you. I'm sending you. You show up there and you say, King Keith has sent me and I'm coming in the name of Keith. Now do this, don't do that. He said, no, I'm not the king. Brother Keith, you the king. I said, well, Mike, give the phone to Jan. And I said, Jan. I said, yeah, I said, it's King Keith. She said, yes, sir. I said, Jan, you go to Melbourne and you take care of this. She said, what is Jan? Said, I'm not the king. You're the king, Brother Keith. I'm not the king. I said, well, give the phone to Karen. And what if I went through all of my help and every one of them said, I'm not the king? What would happen? My will would not be done in my kingdom. I have all the authority. I have all the power. But none of my delegates will act on my instructions. How many believe that the King of Kings, the Master, the Lord Jesus, does have all the authority in heaven and in all the earth. Does he have all the authority over every demon and every sickness? Does he or doesn't he?
Yes.
Did he leave the earth?
Yes.
And tell us to go and do something in his name?
Yes.
Did he authorize us to do it?
Yes.
Did he empower us to do it?
Yes.
Are we his ambassadors?
Yes.
Then why is everybody talking about, no, I'm not Jesus. I'm not the Lord. I'm not God. It's a cop out. It's a shirking of responsibility. I saw a video some years back from a fellow who God used mightily in the healing ministry. And huge crowd. And they brought up a little girl. I don't know, she must have been 8 or something like that. And she was stricken with, I forget what it was, but I mean, she was skin and bone, and you could just tell death was on her. Pitiful. Beautiful little girl, but just emaciated. They had to hold her up. They brought her up to this man of God on the platform. He looked at her. He looked at the huge crowd. He said, how many believe that if the Lord Jesus was here tonight, he'd look at this little girl, and he'd rebuke this death off of her? And he'd rebuke this sickness out of her, and she'd live and not die and be whole. How many believe that? And boy, I mean the whole crowd they raised. Well, now, if you believe the Bible, you have to believe that. Because everybody who ever came to Jesus to be healed, left healed. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. Bible readers, am I right? Every person, not one exception, every person who ever came to Jesus to be healed, left healed. He said, well, Jesus is not here in the flesh, but his spirit's here and his word is here and he's anointed me and he's authorized me and he sent me on his behalf. And he looked at the girl and he said, you foul disease, I command you, get out of that girl, leave the girl, live, be healed. And she was. I said, and she was. For the few who found the realization in the word and have become bold and have become fully persuaded that greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world, that I have been authorized, I have been anointed, I have been empowered, I have been sent, I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm to speak on his behalf, I'm to act on his behalf and affect his will in the earth. For those bold enough to act on that and believe that, there are miracles.
Amen.
Miracles. Miracles. And the will of God is manifested in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stand on your feet and raise your hand.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Delegated, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001B. That's R-1001B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.